Hello, and welcome to episode 39 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and we even play games sometimes.
Ooh, so yes, if you want to get involved, make sure you follow us on social media at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is like aka BBC Shanice. We're going to get a rundown of all the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you three stories from last week. Yes, because we got it like that. Okay, so first we're going to say congratulations to JB. So GOT7's JB just debuted on two different Billboard charts for the week of May 29th. Oh. And out of one of these, he's the first for a Korean solo artist. So JB's solo debut track, Switch It Up, which was released earlier in May, peaked on iTunes at number one in numerous countries. Mm-hmm. And the performance video hit about 1 million views in less than 14 hours. Now, the song has earned him another achievement. So the song has marked his solo debut on the Billboard charts, making it to 18th place on the R&B/hip-hop digital song sales chart and 6th on the R&B digital song sales chart. He is also the first Korean solo artist to debut on the R&B digital song sales chart. That is a long name for a chart. And the third one to make it on the R&B/hip-hop digital sales chart. So congratulations.
Oh, that's so cool.
So from celebrating to apologizing,
ooh,
his CEO, Jay Park.
Good God sakes.
Jay Park has apologized for his lyrics in the Mukbang remix as it followed backlash online. Mm-hmm. So the Mukbang remix, a 2020 song by our favorite rapper Lil Cherry.
No, you gotta say in her voice.
You gotta eat. Yow, Lil Cherry. So our favorite rapper Lil Cherry. It features verses from Jay Park, Dumbfounded, and BB. Some listeners claim that Jay Park disrespected both Islam and Christianity, comparing himself to Allah, which is God in Islam, and the Holy Spirit. These are the song lyrics in question.
Oh, God.
Grabbing a fork like, oh my God, look, you've seen a holy ghost. Jaw drop, I can never fall off. Worship me like Allah, get it done like Wahala.
Moving on.
Jay Park has now addressed the criticism in a series of tweets, which are the follows. Please sit tight. And I think there's some typos, so bear with me. So lyrics were never meant to be offensive or disrespectful. For anyone who took it that way, I apologize. You're out of pocket for he dragging a religion or racist comments. Stop with all that bullish false narrative. To me, it's just lyrics. To some, it's more serious. Simple as that. Next tweet. So to the people who feel some type of way about it, I didn't know, so my bad. Now I'm gonna go back to impacting people's lives in a positive manner. Hope y'all do the same. Peace and love to everyone. Next tweet. Yeah, but everyone lives in different countries and has different cultures, languages, and perspectives. Everyone takes things in different, everyone takes things in differently depending on where you are and how you grew up, etc. Words, symbols, means. I'm sorry, it's the way he's typed these tweets as well. I'm not illiterate. Okay. Words, symbols mean everything to some. I'm guessing saying words and symbols mean different things to different people, and they're not going to mean the same things for those who just see the symbol for the first time or didn't know that a certain word has a certain meaning. It's no one's fault. That's basically what he said. Next tweet, not everyone can know everything, and if a misunderstanding causes you to hate me, so be it. Best I can do is apologize to those I offended and move on. Then his last tweet, of course, if it makes you feel bad, I apologize full-heartedly. definitely understand where you're coming from. I will be more mindful next time, dear. I hate when people say dear. It's very condescending. Too. Sorry. Love all my real, real is in capital, by the way. Love all my real Muslim fans. And I hope it don't make you think of, he said if, but I think he meant of. I hope it doesn't make you think of me any different. To those who want to hate, let them hate. Love y'all too.
Why is this man like this? Like, why? What? I think it was a very straightforward thing. Like, without taking up too much time, I think it's a very straightforward thing to understand, to apologize about, to educate yourself and to move forward. Especially someone who grew up in America, which is obviously a multicultural environment.
Yeah.
If you know what the word Allah means, you would know where it's come from. You would have an understanding of what Islam is. Mm-hmm. And you just wouldn't touch that. Like, yeah, people like say God and Jesus in other songs. But like, if it isn't your religion, if you don't have enough understanding about it, just don't touch it. And I think it's really kind of rude because I haven't seen any of these tweets. I do not touch Twitter. Mm-hmm. Her edges aren't laid. She stresses me out. But like, even I think what the last bit of one of the tweets was like, to all my real Muslim fans, just because people haven't called you out on something doesn't mean they're your real fans. It just means that they didn't say anything about mm-hmm. it, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Because the thing is, obviously this is not aimed at us because we're not Muslim, so I can't accept or not accept his apology. But the thing that rubs me the wrong way is I feel like it doesn't matter what religion it is, God is sacred.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So for you, for him even just to say worship me like God, right?
That's
still problematic.
Yeah, like once again, like obviously both of us, we're not Muslim, but I grew up in like a very, what's the word I would use? Like, a lot of the people that I grew up around were Muslims, they practiced Islam and that sort of thing. And in Islam, especially the people that follow it very like intensely or seriously, they don't even listen to like music like that. Like, some of them, it goes against their beliefs. So I just wouldn't touch that, to put that into a rap song. It just seems really disrespectful.
But the thing is as well, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I know every religion under the sun. I do not. But you're taking it, you know where that word is from.
Exactly.
And like, I'm not going to start rapping about the Hindu god Ganesh. I know nothing about it. So why am I going to put that in a lyric and set myself up? And it's the line, worship me like... Okay, moving forward. Anyway, so he'd done all these tweets, and obviously some of these tweets did rub certain people the wrong way. So then he did an Apple Notes press release. That's what I like to call those notes apologies. Apple Notes press release. Are you ready? There's more. Okay, this is the last thing he said. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, I apologize if I mess up. This is the first time I'm reading this properly. And I don't know if he's used punctuation. That's not shade on Jay Park. I'm just saying, I don't know. Okay. In a song called Mukbang Remix, I used the line, worship me like Allah, which a lot of people took offense to. At first, I didn't see the problem, but as I read the comments, not the hateful ones, but the ones who were actually trying to educate me on why it's offensive. Okay, before we move on, Jay, you didn't need to put that in. Just say, after I read some of the comments... Because this is sounding very passive aggressive, that little extra note. But I continue anyway. I see that I used a word some are willing to die behind in my lyrics, and it's not my place to use something that means so much to the Muslim people in my rap lyrics freely. I apologize to all my Muslim fans. The intent was never to disrespect or offend, and I will be more mindful going forth. I love and respect everyone from all different cultures, ethnicities, and religion. Then he put the prayer hands, ready love heart, love and peace. And then his last tweet was, I see where y'all coming from now. Thanks to those who were kind enough to explain. Love heart and prayer hands. So yeah.
Okay.
Moving on. Honestly. So it was previously reported that a cosmetic brand called La La Lise had applied for copyright for the term Borahe. So the term Borahe, it was a term created by BTS member V to refer to the last colour of the rainbow, which is purple, meaning that both the group and the fans will love each other to the end. So if you see like armies mm-hmm. that have like the purple hearts in their username, that's why. That's the symbolism behind mm-hmm. it, right? So this company tried to copyright it. Of course, BTS fans took action and requested that the copyright to be cancelled. And recently, the brand posted an apology online apologising to the fans and revealed that they would give up the copyright. So, yay!
Well, good on them for being brave enough to take on ARMY.
I feel like it was very brave just to take that term that was made up. Okay,
but, exactly. You know, very, very bold of you.
Very bold. And I'm just going to quickly, I think there was one more thing I wanted to say. So really quickly, Guinness World Record has officially recognized Blackpink as the most subscribed band in YouTube history. So congratulations. And our baby Taemin has enlisted in the ARMY on the 31st of May. And you know what I found quite hilarious about this is usually, like, recently most idols that have been enlisted, it's like, you know, they go off privately. It's like a little, their fandoms will have get, you know, they create the most noise. But like, I swear SM did like a whole series of videos of people wishing Taemin good luck, like the CEO, like Lee Soo-man came on. I was like, yeah, good luck. And it kind of felt, the video felt like Taemin was retiring. That's what it felt like. It had those vibes. Do you know what I mean? That's how you know how loved Taemin is. So yeah, he was sent off today. There was a lot of people around. There was a lot of paparazzi, which may have been a bit stressful for him, but it just shows what star power this man has. That's all for Hot Topics. If you want us to talk about anything in particular, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You or follow us on socials at How You At You. I feel like I said that very backwards, but you know what? It's the same thing. It's absolutely the same thing. Anyway, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, and now games. You can send that all to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is Mamamoo are the queens of ad-libs and Blackpink are the queens of choruses.
Mamamoo are the queen of ad-libs. I feel very uneducated.
Me too.
I cannot think of any Mamamoo ad-lib. I feel really bad.
Me too.
Maybe I'm not paying attention. I'm really trying to think.
But in all fairness, when I just think of the word ad-libs, I just think of the Migos. And that's it.
I was thinking, Mama. Damn.
Like, okay, fair enough. And Blackpink are the queens of choruses.
Okay, this may sound a bit rude, but most of the time, let's say 60% of the time.
Okay, come through with the numbers.
Isn't their choruses mainly instrumental?
True, I think, off the top of my head.
So how can they be the queens of it if they haven't really added anything to the chorus?
Yeah, we'll get back to you on this one. We'll go do some research.
Because my unpopular opinion, it would be like Blackpink's choruses are like ad libs to the beat. I just sound really shady. I love
beautiful
gowns.
I can't. Yeah, but I get what you mean though. Like the choruses are catchy, like you remember the beat, but I can't think of like any words. Okay, we'll look into that. our next unpopular opinion is people that think they have a chance with their faves are the worst kind of fans. And there's a second part, so we can answer that part first. So people that think that they have a chance with their faves are the worst kinds of fans.
Yes.
It's giving delusional, but
it's giving delusion and a sense of naivete. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you would think that.
Like, I guess once again, it might be hard for me to speak on, because even though I may have grown up liking a group or listening to someone, I've never been a fan girl like that. Like, I've never pictured myself with these people, had crushes on them, if that makes sense. Mm. So I understand some people, like, you might develop like a celebrity crush, and like, some people...
But the thing is, there's a celebrity crush, like crushing on someone doesn't necessarily mean that you feel like you're going to end up with them. True. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just extreme. Anyway, what's the next part of the opinion,
please? So the next part is about the gentleman that we spoke about in the beginning of the episode. This person said Jay Park would be so much hotter if he didn't speak.
Said, hold up in a minute, girl. Unubam. Joa. Joa.
Beautiful gowns. Yes.
He's a very beautiful man. And sometimes I do wish he did think before he spoke. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter.
Or just sing and dance. Why you gotta speak? Just sing and dance. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our last unpopular opinion is, I personally think that BTS are underpaid, because how is Bang PD's net worth like 2 billion and they have such small stakes in Big Hit?
But you don't know what other business ventures he has outside of Big Hit, so... It's pretty pointless.
Yeah, and I think one thing that people confuse, sorry to cut you off, one thing that people confuse is that your net worth doesn't like equal like cash or how much you're being paid.
Exactly.
It's assets like combined, mm-hmm. that might be property, other businesses, multiple things, and it's a valuation, like a gestation. Like, some people have met their net worth, but it isn't like what he's taking home, and we don't know what BTS take home as well. So
exactly. So I don't know. It's pretty pointless. People just are throwing around money numbers too much. You don't know what people have going on, and then you have to remember. Okay, yeah, BTS, they're very famous, but like, you know, they don't style themselves, so they're not getting that stylish check. They do produce, but they're not going to produce every song. They don't mix all their songs. They vocal coaches, hairstylists, the budget for the music videos, music video sets, directors, they're not doing everything by themselves.
Yeah, like, things have a cost, and also I am pretty sure they would have paid it off by now, but a lot of idols have like trainee debt.
Exactly.
And other stuff and other expenses that happen like prior to them being big, or the company could have prior debt or anything like that, so you don't know all the numbers, so I think it's a very difficult thing to speak on.
Yeah.
Good for Bang PD. Good for him.
Plus, don't watch people's money. Watch your own money. What the hell?
Worry about... What is that like one thing to like worry about? What you're going to feed your bum-ass kids?
I don't know what that song is, Anyway.
Okay, so now we've got to the end of the episode and it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if we've been watching anything, listening to anything, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Unfortunately, on my radar is Little Cherry.
Oh, why is that me?
Do you know what I keep saying? Just randomly. Don't you cry over no spilled milk.
I can't.
I don't know. She's very special.
Yeah. It's the vibe, I think. I'm not sure yet, but
I'm not sure either.
Oh my god.
What about you, Shay?
On my radar, so Little Cherry as well. What else was there? Like, TXT have a song coming out, I think. And it's like, I'm an anti-romantic or something. And
it sounds a bit like you.
Girl. What are you talking about? I love love.
Where? When it's far away from you.
Mind your business. I think there's only like a few seconds out, but it already slaps. Like, I can't wait for that to drop. And then last but not least, Somalian King apologized for his durag.
He was in some controversy with a durag.
Oh, yeah. So he was, I think, would you call it a comeback? I don't know. He was coming from wherever he was. And then he released, like, I guess, concept photos. And he was wearing a durag. So then everybody was like, sir, don't do that, please. And then, bless him, he looked terrified. He jumped on IG Live and he was like, I'm really sorry about the durag and stuff. And he was like, sorry about my English. It seemed kind of sincere. At least we got an apology. Usually it's just moving on.
Anyway, so that's chat, anyway. Child, anyway, so what we've learned from this episode is if you're going to apologize, just apologize. Don't say sorry if you were, just say sorry. And do it in a sincere, non-passive-aggressive way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, yes. Isn't that what we learned today, Shay?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe anyway, just guys, let your PR team write it up, because some people should have on Twitter.
At least think about it and don't tweet like 5 tweets.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's what we have time for, because I'm tired. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to howyout@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials.
Yes. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Books. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok @kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at @thekway_100 on Instagram and then find everything else from there.
Yes. Until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.